各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of you brothers and sisters.
很高兴我今天再有一次机会来到你们中间。
I'm very pleased that I can come and share the message with you today again.
上一次来是一月底的时候。
The last time I came here is about end of January this year.
那很快几个月就过去了。
So fast, several months has passed.
也感谢长老刚才的祷告，也为我的健康祷告。
I thank you, thank the elder to pray for my health.
我真的是很感谢神，让我今天能够继续活着，然后来到大家中间一起来分享神的话。
I give thanks to the Lord that He gave me the health that I can continue to share His message with every one of you.
如果没有他，我不晓得我现在可能在哪里。
Without My Lord, I don't know where I will be today.
大家看到荧幕上面这个图画，你看到些什么？
You see the picture up on the projector screen. I'm wondering what you have seen over here. Anybody?
打战。
War.
Yeah.
Yep.
那个是一个城堡被很多军队围攻的一个样子。
It was a city or a castle that had been besieged by an army.
从人类历史里面去看，这类的情况出现了很多次。
From the human history, we know that there are several wars just like this.
差不多100多年前。
About 100 years ago.
拿破仑征服了欧洲。
Napoleon conquered the whole Europe.
他心里面非常的得意。
He win the victory and feel very proud about it.
他凭着他自己的军事的天才，再加上他百万雄师，他觉得他应该可以征服全个世界。
He believed he had the military talent and have all the army that he had. He has ability to conquer the whole world.
所以取下欧洲以后，第二步他要去打俄国。
So after he had taken up the Euro, he's determined to conquer Russia.
在1812年的6月份，他就进攻俄国。
In June 1812, he set up his army to attack Russia.
当时他手下很多将领都觉得最好不要去打。
A lot of generals under his commandership recommending not to take up this war.
因为俄国的土地太大太扩散，而且冬天的天气非常的寒冷。
So Russia is such a big land, and plus in winter time is way too cold for the army to take any action.
可是拿破仑他很有自信。
But Napoleon is full of confidence to command this war.
他觉得他要速战速决。打进去，在冬天之前拿下莫斯科，那就差不多了。
He was determined to take a quick action this war, so he want to win the war and he want to conquer the Moscow before winter comes.
可是没想到俄国人是非常的顽强。
But the Russian is very stubborn, very strong,
very tough,
very tough, correct.
他采取一个叫做焦土政策。
They are taking this tactic of so-called soil burning tactic.
他用这种方法来抵挡拿破仑的很大的一个军队。
To defend the great army from the Napoleon.
所以当拿破仑取下了莫斯科的时候
，After Napoleon conquered Moscow.
那个是一个空的城市，什么都没有。
There was just an empty city. There's nothing in there.
军队都在外面等他。
And the army was waiting outside for Napoleon.
那个时候的俄国是一个信奉基督的国家。
And Christian at that time is a Christian country.
所以政府那个时候下令全国禁食祷告。
So the government ordered the whole nation to fast and pray.
他们把整个国家的安全交在神的手中。
They commit the security of the whole nation to the hand of God.
结果这个消息被拿破仑听到了。
And when Napoleon heard about this news,
他一直在笑，嘲笑这个俄国人。
He was laughing about the Russians' acts in this.
他说打战，打战是靠祷告的吗？不对，打战是靠军队的。
The war is depending on an army, but not on the prayer, the victory.
可是，神是无所不能的神。
Our God is Almighty God.
他也是听祷告的神。
And He's also God, listen to the prayer.
虽然拿破仑的军队非常的强大。
Even though Napoleon's army is huge and very strong.
可是他抵挡不了上帝差来的寒冬跟风雪。
But they won't. They cannot sustain the cold bitterness from the weather.
所以拿破仑几乎是全军覆没。
So the whole army almost destroyed during that war.
最后当他们退回去法国的时候
，After they retreating back to France,
所留下来的人还差不多是原来的只有十分之一。
There's only about 10% of the army that platoon that went to Russia.
也从那个时候，拿破仑的帝国就走下坡，一直到灭亡。
And after that, Napoleon's kingdom gradually descending to ruin.
我们今天所读的经文，也是一个国家最高的领导人所发出来的一个祷告。
Today's verses is relating to a prayer from the leader for a country.
这个祷告也是为了国家的生死存亡而祷告。
This prayer is also relating to the security for the whole nation.
这个故事是发生在主前差不多701年左右的时候。
The story happens about 701 BC.
那个时候是亚述的军队。
Assyrian army has a powerful army.
他们把耶路撒冷城四围都围起来，等到军令一发，他们就可以开始进攻。
The Assyrian army surrounded Jerusalem and have an army set the camp around it. And after the order, they're going to start to take conquer Jerusalem.
就好像后面那个图画一样。
Just like a picture on the projector screen, they are ready to take up the war.
如果你是在城里面的一个人
，If you are one of the civilians in the city,
你看到城外面有那么多的军队在等你
，And there's armies, great armies surrounding the city.
你会觉得怎么样
What would your thought back then?
当时在耶路撒冷城里面的人也是一样，非常的害怕。
As you probably will realize, the people in Jerusalem, they have unsettled hearts and probably discouraged.
因为他知道大难马上临头了。
Because they know the great distress will come.
历史告诉他说，从来没有人能够在亚述军队的围攻之下逃脱的。
The story has shown that there's no one can escape from the attack from the Assyrian army.
他们要坐以待毙吗？
Are they going to just doing nothing and surrender?
他有谁可以救他们吗？
Is there anyone who can save them from the war from the Assyrian army?
在这个危难的时候，正是西西家王在位的第十四年的时候。
This is the time when Hezekiah enthroned for 14 years.
假如你是西西家王，你会做什么？
If you're the king, Hezekiah, what would you do back then?
你可以做什么？
What can you do?
西西家是南国第十三个，第十三位王。
Hezekiah is the 13th king in the southern kingdom.
他登基的时候才25岁，在位29年。
When he was enthroned, he's 25 years old, and he has been enthroned for 29 years.
他的父亲叫做亚哈斯。
His father is King Ahaz.
亚哈斯是一个背叛上帝的人。
Ahaz is a king that is rebellious to the Lord.
他带领全国去敬拜偶像。
He leads the whole nation to worship idols.
他把耶和华圣殿的门把它锁起来。
He locked up all the temple door for the Lord.
他大大的得罪了上帝。
He sinned against God greatly.
在政治上面,
in a political situations,
当时亚兰国跟以色列国他们联合军队来攻打犹大。
The coalition from Aaron and Israel, they have a coalition to attack the southern kingdom. This is Judah.
亚哈斯他就跑去求亚述来帮助他。
And King Ahaz have to get some help from the king of Assyria.
所以当西西家当王的时候,
so when Hezekiah became a king for the nation,
无论是政治上面、宗教上面都是非常黑暗的一个时候。
So it's in the political situation or in the religious belief, they are completely in a darkness.
可是西西家王完全跟他父亲不一样。
But Hezekiah is a very different king from his father.
他是勤政爱民的一个王。
He's a very diligent king and he loved his people.
他也听从先知以赛亚的教导。
He also listened very clearly from prophet Isaiah.
他重新引领百姓再一次回到神的面前来敬拜。
He redirect the people to worship the Lord again.
他把他父亲锁起来圣殿的门重新打开。
He opened up the lock up door of the temple.
他吩咐他的手下跑完整个以色列。
He ordered his subordinate to run from all corners of the nations.
从别士巴到但,
from Beersheba to Dan.
从南到北,
from south to north.
他邀请当时的人民, 到耶路撒冷来守逾越节。
They invite people from Israel to come to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover.
因为自从所罗门当政的时候, 就没有人再守逾越节了。
Since the after King David Solomon, no one actually observed Passover after that.
所以圣经说西西家行耶和华神眼中看为正的事。
So the Bible says Hezekiah do things that pleasing to Lord.
他效法他主大卫的所行的一切。
He followed his ancestor King David.
圣经说他是南国八个好王里面其中的一个好王。
Bible has praising his one of the eight great king in the southern kingdom.
在圣经里面有这样子的一句话,
there's a comment about him in the Bible.
圣经说西西家依靠耶和华以色列的神,
Hezekiah trusted in the Lord of Israel.
在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个及他的。
There's no one like him among all the kings of Judah, even before him or after him.
所以我们知道西西家是一个敬畏神的一个人。
So we know King Hezekiah is a king that worshiped the Lord.
我们从历史来看,
from the history,
圣经也这样子告诉我们,
the Bible also tells us,
在列王记下的18章里面有说到,
there is a recording in 2 Kings chapter 18.
当西西家在位第四年的时候,
when Hezekiah was enthroned the fourth year,
亚述的大军就来攻打北国的撒玛利亚。
Assyrian army attacked Samaria.
三年之后,
after 3 years,
这是西西家的第六年,
that was Hezekiah being enthroned for the sixth year.
撒玛利亚就被攻破了。
Samaria was taken by Assyria.
亚述王把所有的北国以色列民全部掳走。
King of Israel taking all the Israel to Asia.
然后他也从外地引进来一大批不是犹太人、不是以色列人住在那个北国的地方。
They also transport other people into the land of Samaria.
所以北国的十个支派就这样子被分散, 消失了。
So the 10 tribes in the northern kingdom are completely dispatched and disappeared.
亚述王看到打败了北国。
King of Israel, after he conquered the northern kingdom,
他就继续挥军南下，乘胜追击。
Because of victory, he directs his army to going down south to attack the southern kingdom.
他的目的就是要把南国取下来。
For sure, he wanna conquer the southern kingdom.
西西家早就想到这样子。
King Hezekiah has prepared for it.
所以他要切断敌人在耶路撒冷城外面拿到清水的一个可能。
So he wanna try to block off all the water source outside of the Jerusalem city.
所以他把城外面一个泉水叫做基逊泉，它的源头把它用石头封起来。
So he ordered to block out the water from the Kihon stream.
他吩咐他的军队挖了一条地道。
He ordered army to dig up a tunnel.
就是今天如果你去以色列观光的时候，有可能你可以走这条地道。
If you ever visit Jerusalem, you probably will be seeing this tunnel.
这个地道就是把基逊泉的水从城外经过地下引到耶路撒冷城里面，一直流到希罗亚池。
This is a tunnel that leads the water from Gihon Spring into the city of Jerusalem.
这个是一个很大的工程。
This is a great construction.
在西西家王十四年的时候
，at the 14 years of King Hezekiah.
亚述就派他的一个将领叫做拉伯沙基带领军队来攻打围攻耶路撒冷。
King of Israel ordered his field commander, his name is Rabshakeh, to lead his army to conquer Jerusalem.
那个时候除了耶路撒冷还有另外一个城市叫拉吉以外，其他的城差不多都被攻下来了。
Almost all city has been conquered except Jerusalem and Lachish.
犹大国也差不多灭亡。
And the Judah's almost destroyed completely.
由于耶路撒冷城是一个非常坚固的城。
Because Jerusalem is a very strong fortress.
很不容易被攻下来。
Not to be easily taken.
所以拉伯沙基他想到一个用心理战的一个方法。
And Rabshakeh is using a lot of psychology tactic.
他跑到城门前面一起来叫阵。
He will come to the front of the city.
他用很多恐吓的话、威迫的话来恐吓、来招降。
Using a lot of words, threatening words, to call the civilian of Jerusalem to surrender.
他故意用犹大人的话来喊话。
He used a language that the people speak in Judea, Judah, to speak to all the people in Jerusalem.
目的是要当时的城里面的人每个都听得懂。
The purpose is for all the people to listen to their words and propaganda.
他叫他们百姓不要再相信西西家王的话。
They warned the civilian not to listen to King Hezekiah anymore.
他也辱骂永生耶和华神。
It also insult Lord Jehovah.
他说耶和华不可能打败亚述来救这个犹大国的。
And stating that Jehovah is not able to save Judah from the attack of Assyria army.
因为这个神没有力量。
Because this Lord, the Lord you trust in has no power.
西西家王在城里面叫百姓不要讲话，要安静，不要回他的话。
King Israel command all the people in Jerusalem not to answer, not to listen a word the Assyrian king is saying.
可是亚述大军三番四次的来骚扰。
But then the king of Israel has doing this tactic several times.
除了在城外面喊话以外，还把信送到城里面给西西家王。
Not only speaking and talking in front of the city, they also sent a letter to the king.
叫西西家不要再信耶和华神。
And asking King Hezekiah not to trust in Lord Jehovah.
赶快开门出来投降吧。
Open up your gate and surrender.
各位，在我们的生活当中
，Brother and sister, in our daily life.
你有没有碰过这一类的情况
？Have you ever encountered a similar situation such as this one?
一个一个的难处，一个一个的困难。就在我们面前
，calamity and troubles come one after the other to the doorstep，
让我们走投无路，求助无门
，and we have no way to turn to our help。
这些困难可能是疾病，可能是意外，可能是事业，可能是天灾，可能是人祸。
This type of trouble, calamity, could be illness, could be weather condition, could be problem causing by human beings.
这些灾难临到我们的时候，我们不晓得可以做什么。
When this type of calamity happens, we sometimes really don't know how to deal with those situations.
刚才祷告的时候，长老也说了。
When elders praying, he also mentioned.
我上一次来的时候是一月底，一月二十五号。
Last time I came here on January 25th.
那个时候我就是陷在一个疾病的当中。
I was inflicted with a great illness.
医生告诉我，我身体里面长了一个六公分多的肝的癌症。
The doctor told me that I have a approximately six centimeter liver cancer cell tumor.
从网上的资料来看
，from the research on the web，
这样子的疾病是很难医治的。
There's no cure for this type of disease.
现在的医学不一定能够根治这样子的疾病。
And the medical technology at this stage is not easy to cure my disease.
医生也告诉我，手术成功率也不是百分之百。
The doctor also told me that the successful rate for the operation is not really high.
我曾经有一段时间，我的心里面就好像西西家王当时一样，非常的不安，不晓得该怎么办。
And my heart, just like King Hezekiah, is very unsettled, anxious, and don't know what to turn to.
我跟我太太足足哭了两天。
I was crying with my wife together for 2 days.
这个灾难在我面前，他胜利了。
When this calamity come in, they seem to win a victory over me.
就好像当年拉伯沙基在犹大人面前他胜利的一样。
Just like a field commander of Assyrian army, they win the victory of the hordes of Israel.
当让我们真的心里面觉得非常的难过。
Your heart will be troubled.
可能你也会碰到这类的情况在你生命当中出现。
I'm sure some of you probably encounter events such as this one in your life.
从另外一个角度来看
from the other aspect,
我们的仇敌不一定是有形的仇敌。
And sometimes our enemy is not really in any specific form.
可能是我们自己心里面的骄傲、憎恨、不顺服、贪婪等等。
Could be in the forms of your pride, your malice in your heart, and your unyieldingness in your heart.
这些都可能成为我们生命中的一个仇敌。
This could be all the different forms of enemies in our life.
我们就。其实撒旦魔鬼我们这更不需要说了他是要随时要吞吃我们
not to mention Satan he is waiting to devour all of every one of us in any time
当这些仇敌千军万马围攻你的时候
when all these enemies come and trying to conquer you what would you do
我们可以做什么呢
what can you do
我们要打打不过要躲躲不掉
we cannot win and we cannot hide
我们可以做什么
？What can we do？
感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord.
在这种走投无路的时候，神给我们一把天梯。
During this type of situation, Lord give us a ladder going to the heaven.
我们就靠着这把天梯，我们可以直到这个全知全能的神爱我们的救主。
Through this heavenly ladder, we can come, we can ascend and come to our Lord.
西西家王也是这样子爬这个天梯到神的面前。
King Hezekiah is following this heavenly ladder to come to trust in Lord.
他请人告诉先知以赛亚，请他为以色列请他为犹大国来祷告。
He sent someone to ask prophet Isaiah to pray to the Lord for Judah.
他自己也多次的谦卑自己。
And also he humbled himself in many different occasions.
他撕裂衣服，披麻蒙灰，到圣殿里面，在神面前迫切的祷告。
He torn up his clothes and put on sackcloth and rolled in ash to pray to the Lord earnestly.
假如你就是西西家，
If you were King Hezekiah,
你在这个生死关头的时候，你的祷告会是怎么样子的祷告？
And this type, this kind of crisis, what would you pray for?
你祷告的内容会是什么？
What would be the content of your prayer?
我们今天早上就来好好的仔细看一下西西家的祷告，它里面的几个特点。
Let's come to study the prayer content for King Hezekiah.
好认识西西家的祷告的模式。
So we can learn how King Hezekiah prayed to the Lord during the crisis.
好不好？我们再来看一下今天的经文。
Can we come back and read the scripture again?
我们
Second King.
我们先用中文一起念，等一下可以再念一次英文哈。
Let's read in Chinese first.
好，我们一起来再念一次哈。西西家王从使者手里接过信来，看完了，就上耶和华的殿，将书信在耶和华面前展开。西西家向耶和华祷告说：“坐在二基路伯上，耶和华以色列的神啊，你是天下万国的神，你曾创造天地。耶和华，求你侧耳而听。”耶和华，求你睁眼而看，要听希拿基利打发使者来辱骂永生神的话。耶和华，亚述诸王果然使以色列和列国之地变为荒凉，将列国的神像都扔在火里，因为他本不是神，乃是人手所造的，是木头石头的，所以要灭绝他。耶和华我们的神啊，求你救我们脱离亚述王的手，使天下万国都知道唯你耶和华是谁。
Let's read in English together, 2 Kings chapter 19, 14, verses 14 through 19, King Hezekiah's prayer. Hezekiah received a letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord
and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubims, you alone are the God over all the kingdoms of the earth.
You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, O Lord, and hear.
Open
your ears, O Lord.
Listen to the words that are sent to incest to living God. It is true, O Lord, that the ancient king had laid waste those nations and their lands.
And destroy them, for they were not gods, but only wood and stone, fashioned by man's hand. Now, O Lord, our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, our God.
谢谢。我把西西家王的祷告分成四点来跟大家分享。
I have purposely separated the prayer into four different parts so we can study.
第一个是谈到 他承认自己的软弱和需要。
First aspect is to confess your own weakness and your need.
从历史来看，
From the history perspective,
在以前类似的情况之下，不少的君王就是去求助靠近附近的一些强国。
There's a lot of kings in the history, when they have trouble like this, they always resort to help from the neighboring nations.
送大量的金银财宝给他们，请他们发兵来救援。
They send monies to the neighboring stronger kingdoms so they can send up army to help them.
这种方法可以救一时之急，没错。
Yeah, sometimes this will help for only maybe one time.
可是不可靠。
But it's not quite reliable.
而且有后遗症。
And plus, there's a lot of different aspect after the event.
当西西家面对这样子的情况的时候，
When Hezekiah was facing this situation,
他深深地体会到他自己没办法改变这个环境事实。
He realized that he cannot change circumstances.
当他知道耶和华神是无所不能的神。
But he realized that our Lord Jehovah is Almighty God.
所以他专心仰赖他。
So he looked up to the Lord wholeheartedly.
他定义不去求人的帮助。
He set his heart not to ask help from anybody else except Lord.
他一心一意要向耶和华求助。
And trusting in the Lord only.
当然刚才提过了，除了他自己祷告以外，
Now we also mentioned that other than his own prayer,
他更要全国的人民来祷告。
He also need to ask the whole nation to pray to the Lord.
他请先知以赛亚向耶和华神扬声祷告。
He asked prophet Isaiah to pray to the Lord loudly.
他自己到神的面前迫切的祷告。
He also come to the Lord to pray to the Lord earnestly.
不管他是声嘶力竭或是流泪满面，
Doesn't matter whether how he pray, either he exhausted his voice or crying all over his face.
在这个关键的时刻，他迫切祷告不是因为绝望。
In this critical moment, the reason he pray is not because of despair,
而是因为有盼望。
But because of hope,
他盼望神的拯救。
The hope of God's deliverance.
他相信神的拯救会临到他们。
Because he believed that God's deliverance will eventually come to the kingdom.
各位弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你不迫切祷告，你怎么知道神是听祷告的神呢？
If you don't pray earnestly, how would you know that God would not listen to your prayer?
你怎么知道神不会伸手来救你呢？
How would you know that God would not extend hand to deliver you?
在我们生命里面这种危难的时候，
During our life, there are so many different times that we have crises, such as this one.
你花了多少时间在埋怨，在自爱之年的时候呢？
How much time you will spend to have self-pity and complain?
你又花了多少时间来到神的面前祷告呢？
And in another aspect, how much time would you spend in praying to the Lord?
苦难常常让我们来到神面前迫切的祷告。
Suffering and calamity usually lead us to pray to the Lord.
苦难是迫切的动力。
The distress and calamity and suffering is the motive of the earnest prayer.
在这个危难当中，我们知道人的确是有限。
During this type of crisis, we know that our human beings are quite limited.
我们同时也要看到我们的神是全能的神。
Also, we need to know that our God is an Almighty God.
祷告让我们的眼睛穿过这个千军万马，看到神的能力。
The prayer will help us to ignore all the armies surrounding us that we can focus on our Lord.
让我们定睛在神的身上的时候。
So when we fix our eyes on our Lord,
我们也要相信神，他是听祷告也。成就他应许的神。
And we know that our Lord will listen to our prayer and will faithfully deliver His promise.
第二个点是借着赞美敬拜来到神的面前。
Second aspect I wanted you to pay attention to is come to the Lord with adoration.
当西西家王来到神面前祷告的时候，他不是一开始就把心里面想要的就倒出来。
When King Hezekiah came to the Lord, he didn't start it out with what he wanted first.
而是他先来敬拜，先来赞美。
Other than that, he will praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord.
因为我们的神是配得的神。
Because our Lord is worthy of our prayer, our praise.
我们祷告也需要这样子。
Our prayer also need to have, should be like this.
当我们被神的爱吸引的时候,
when we are drawn by God's love,
我们的心就会发出赞美。
And our hearts will have full of adoration and praises.
这个是一个最好的敬拜。
And this is the true worship.
我们从两方面来看。
Let's look at from two different aspects.
第一个是 我们从上帝的属性来赞美敬拜他。
We need to worship and praise our Lord because of His special attributes.
我们的神是自由拥有的神，是圣洁无瑕的神。
Our Lord is holy and self-existent and it's eternal God.
他是创造万有之主。
He is a God that creates whole universe.
他永不改变。
He's an unchanging God.
他是爱。
He is love.
他无所不知,
he knows everything about us.
无所不能,
he's almighty.
无所不在,
he is omnipresent.
他是怜悯我们的神,
he is a merciful God.
有公义和公平在他手中,
in his hand is justice and righteousness.
他定义要施恩救赎我们,
he is determined to give us grace to save us.
当我们对我们的神越来越清楚, 越来越了解的时候,
when we know and when we know our God and understand our God more,
我们就更能够知道怎么去来赞美他。
That we will know how to worship Him and praise Him.
第二个就是我们从上帝的作为来发出敬拜和赞美。
The second thing is we from will worship and praise our Lord from God's deeds.
当我们定睛在神的身上的时候, 我们要默想他在我们身上的作为。
When we fix our eyes on our Lord, that we need to meditate what He has done for us.
他不仅在过往的年日中成就了大事,
He not only fulfilled and done things in the past,
到今天他的作为也要彰显在我们的生命当中。
He also is within us and has displayed a lot of miracles in our life.
当我们面对困难的时候, 神会告诉我们说, 不要怕, 只要信。
When we are facing difficulties and troubles in our life, God says, do not doubt, but trust in Him.
他不但要在我们生命当中施行拯救,
not only that, we will give us salvation in our life,
他并要成就比我们所要的、所想的都超过了。
He also want to give us what we want and also beyond what we want and what we desire.
当我们从别人的身上或自己过去的经验里面看到神的大能的时候,
when we see God's presence from our own self experience and other experience from other people,
我们就可以从心里面发出真心的赞美。
Then we will have the true praises from our heart.
第三点，我们是把困难恭敬的带到神的面前。
And third aspect is is present your difficulty sincerely to the Lord.
我相信我们所需要的，我们面对的困难，上帝早就知道。
I truly believe God already know all the difficulty and trouble that we have been facing.
他也乐于帮助我们脱离这个困境。
He will be happy to help us to deliver us.
然而，他是希望我们能够来到他的面前，来向他的倾诉，来向他祈求。
But he will be more happy for us to come to him, to speak to him, and to pray to him.
上帝看人不像人看人。
When God look at upon us, not the way that people looking at the people.
人是看人的外貌。
We only look at people from the outer experience.
上帝是看我们的内心。
When God examines us, He examines our hearts.
当我们来到神面前祷告的时候,
when we come to the Lord and pray to the Lord,
他要看我们是否真心的来祷告。
He want to know whether we have a true heart to pray.
是否敷衍了事。
Or it's just like for ritual to pray and that's it.
是否口是心非。
Maybe you're speaking words not really according to your heart.
是否真的从心里面来迫切的祷告。
Do you actually pray from the bottom of your heart?
我们看详细的看西西家祷告的内容。
If we examine the content of King Hezekiah's prayer,
你会发现他只把事实的真相讲出来。
Then you know that Hezekiah only present the facts.
他把敌人的恶行讲出来而已。
He's only displayed the truth from what the army is doing.
我相信当时的西西家心里面绝对是忧国忧民的。
I believe truly that inside of King Hezekiah's heart, he's concerned about the nation and concerned about the people in the nation.
他当然希望脱离亚述的手。
Of course, himself, he'd like to be able to escape from Assyrian's army's attack.
免得国王驾破。
Because otherwise, the kingdom will be broken and all the family will be destroyed.
可是他没有马上提出来。
But he doesn't present that request immediately.
因为他深知道耶和华神是早已知道一切。
Because he believed that the gods already know all the situations.
并且神是信实，是慈爱，他必拯救。
And God is faithful, he's a merciful God, he will save the people in Judah.
我们祷告。
When we pray.
我们是把我们的主权交给神。
We need to give our own control, relinquish our own control to the Lord.
是求神按照他的旨意来成就。
So he will fulfill everything according to his own will.
如果我们在我们的祷告里面，我们一直告诉神说我想要什么。
If we do not pray, if we only ask God to fulfill what we're thinking about in our mind,
就有一点像一个老板吩咐他的手下做事一样。
Just like a boss, you're ordering your subordinate to do things that you want him to do.
如果上帝为我们的祷告来回应他所用的方式时间跟我们想的不一样的时候
If God answered to our prayer in a different way and different timing
我们就很容易觉得失望
And sometimes we'll really feel disappointed because of those situations
我们觉得好像上帝根本就不听我们的祷告
And sometimes we'll feel that God did not listen to our prayer
因为他没有按照我们想要的去做
Because he didn't give us what we desired
我的意思不是说我们不能向神求。
I didn't mean that we cannot pray to the Lord for what we really want.
而是我们求的时候不要像一个老板跟下属这样子的去求。
But what I'm trying to emphasize is you don't want to pray in a manner that like the boss asking the subordinate.
因为主权是在神的手中，不在我们手中。
Because God has the sovereignty.
他要恩待谁就恩待谁，他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
He has his own choice to be merciful for anybody.
一切的事情都是他来做主的。
Everything he has the control for everything.
我们不应该也不能去强迫神要为我们做什么。
We cannot ask God to do things just for our own purpose.
主耶稣给我们一个很好的榜样。
Lord Jesus Christ gave us a very good example.
在他被卖的那一夜。
When, during, at the night that he had been betrayed.
在科西玛利园祷告的时候。
During, in the prayer in Gethsemane.
这个祷告是记载在马太福音第26章39节。
The prayer was recorded in Matthew chapter 26:39.
耶稣的祷告这样子说的。
Lord Jesus Christ prayed.As follows.
他说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思。
My father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will.
我们要学习把我们的主权交给神。
We need to learn to give the control of life to the Lord.
把我们一切的忧虑卸给他
，cast all our anxiety to him，
因为他顾念我们
，because he cares for us。
D 第四个点。
The fourth aspect.
我们要寻求一个荣耀主名的方法。
We need to find a way to glorify God's name.
在西西家的祷告里面，最让我感动的就是这个部分。
The words that touched me the most is His words.
我很难想象，在他这个困难的时候。 它是那么多么紧急，多么可怕的一个环境。
I cannot imagine how King Hezekiah can pray in this manner during this crisis.
可是他的心意不全在他自己和国家之上。
His mind not only not focusing on his own problem.
他注视神的本身。
He fixes his eyes on God himself.
他最终的一个要求不是为了国家安全。 不是为了老百姓的平安，更不是为他自己的王位。The
final prayer that he wants is not just for himself in the kingdom.
而是祈求一个使天下万国都知道唯有耶和华是神。But
he prayed that the God will be the God that known by all nations.
他要神得荣耀。He
wanted God to be glorified.
当然在 患难当中，我们得到帮助，得到医治，得到救赎的时候
，during the calamity and trouble that we want to receive help.
如果因着这样子的一个个人的经验，让更多人，特别是那些还没有信主的人，能够认识上帝。During
this troubled time, usually it can lead other people to come to the Lord and believe in the Lord.
这个就是一个传福音的好机会。And
those are a very good opportunity to spread gospel.
我们蒙恩得救。When
we have been saved.
我们的心被恩感。And
our heart being touched by the grace.
我们就需要向别人来诉说神的恩典。And
we need to spread the gospel and tell people about the grace from the Lord.
好叫我们的神因此得荣耀。So
our Lord's name can be glorified.
我们更可以带领更多的人来归向他。And
we can lead more people to know God. And turn to God.
所以，如果在你困难的时候，你有没有为自己的困难祷告的同时，也为这件事情可以成为荣耀神的一件事情？So
when you have, when you're in suffering, not only you want to pray for yourself, you also pray that God will use this experience to bless other people.
我盼望我们都学习西西家这样子的一个祷告。I
earnest hoping that everyone can learn the way that King Hezekiah prayed to the Lord in the event such as this one.
定睛在神的荣耀上面。Fix
your eyes on the glory of God.
当然，我们知道神是一个听祷告的神。We
know that God, our God, will listen to our prayer.
我们从刚才一开始我们提到拿破仑的例子，我们也可以看得到。Through
this example of Napoleon, we know the God will listen to the prayer.
在以赛亚告诉西西家王。When
when Isaiah was talking to King of Assyria,
King Isaiah，他说：“耶和华以色列的神如此说：你既然求我攻击亚述王希拿基利，我已听见了。”
19 will be from 1920. Okay, let me open up. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's all right. 1920. So then Isaiah sons of Amos sent a messenger to Hezekiah.
19章。19章20节嘛。Yeah.
This is what the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. I have heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria.
他继续说,
and they can continue to follow this.
32跟34两节。
In verses 32 and 34,
他说耶和华 论亚述王如此说，他必不得再来到这城，也不在这里射箭，不得拿盾牌到城前，也不筑垒攻城，因我为自己的缘故，又为我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护拯救这城。
In 2 Kings chapter 19, 32 and 34, he will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. I will defend this city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant.
这个是神给西西家王的应许。
This is a promise that God given to King Hezekiah.
上帝只用了一个晚上的时间。
God has used only one night.
就把亚述大军十八万五千人全部杀光。
He destroyed the armies of 180,000 and 5,000 armies within a night.
那个藐视永生神的亚述王。
A king Assyria who insulted our Lord Jehovah.
当他回到亚述。
When he came back to Assyria.
回到尼尼微城他的王宫的时候。
After he came back to Nineveh, the city.
他被他的亲生儿子杀死了。
He was killed by his own son.
上帝就是这样子来应允西西家的祷告，拯救了犹大。
Our Lord Jehovah listened to King Hezekiah's prayer in this manner and saved King Judah. The kingdom of Judah.
列王记下这段记载，让我们看到祷告能够让我们超越生命的战争。
This story, the recording in 2 Kings, help us that how to conquer the war in our life.
也可以看到上帝的作为，让主的名得荣耀。
We can see God's deeds and His grace, so God's name can be glorified.
感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
如果我们的神能够在2700多年前介入历史，
If our God can intervene in human history 2,700 years ago,
用他的大能拯救了犹大国脱离亚述的攻击，
and save Judah from the war from the Assyria army.
他在2000年前也道成了肉身来到我们中间。
And 2,000 years ago, he became one of us, come to this world.
他在十字架上流血舍身。
And being crucified on the cross and died for us.
让我们的罪得赦免。
So all our sins can be forgiven.
也赐给我们儿子的名分。
So we have children of God. We have the statue of being. We have the right being the children of God.
我们相信在今天。
I believe during today,
他必定能够对相信他的人也施行拯救。
He can save every people who has believed in him.
来，让我们来再温习一下西西家的祷告的模式。
Let's come and review King Hezekiah's prayer one more time.
他第一个是他承认自己没有办法应付面对前面的困难。他只有专心来到神的面前。
The first thing he had to confess his ability not be able to deal all the troubles and suffering. So he comes to the Lord wholeheartedly.
第二个是他看到神的作为何其伟大，他真心来敬拜赞美神。
He can praise and give thanks to the Lord about God's power.
第三，他是把困难完全的现在祷告里面，把难处现在主的面前。
And third things, present all your troubles and all the suffering you have to the Lord.
最后，他祈求一个能够使上帝得荣耀，让天下万国都认识神的一个结果。
And the last thing he will do is pray to the way a way to glorify God's name, so that all nations will know the true God.
我盼望我们今天就来学习这样子的一个祷告模式。
I'm hoping that we can all learn from this way of praying to the Lord when we are in crisis and sufferings and difficulties.
愿主眷顾我们在座的每一位。
May Lord have mercy on all of us. and give you peace.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
感谢。